Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Grundy Center football coach Travis Zajac. We'll talk some big picture stuff, and then we'll dive into Beckman here a little bit. But, another quarterfinal appearance for this team, off to a 10-0 start to the season. I guess thinking all the way back to early August, up until this point, how would you describe the journey of this year's team? Maybe, this year, how maybe it's been different compared to maybe some previous years when you've been, in this similar spot,
Well, I think there's a lot of commonality between, the teams that we've had in the past and this 2025 team. And, the one main theme has just kind of been like the steady progress of all of our kids. The guys that were returning off of last year's championship team, they've been through it. They know what it takes and how, how hard it is to get ready to win a game on a Friday night, let alone string together an undefeated season up at this point in time. And what you're hoping for and you're coaching towards is getting your new kids to varsity football acclimated to that process and willing to accept the responsibility to prepare accordingly. And I think we're doing that. The personality of the team is a little different than it was last year, and that's the same every season. Not any worse or any better than teams in the past. It's just a little bit different. They're very workmanlike. They have fun. We're loose more than we're tight, it feels like, and that's okay. But they know when it's time to get work accomplished, they can button down and get it done. And they've answered every test up to this point in time, and we're excited for the next.
You bet. When it comes to offensively, once again, this has been a dynamic team, unpredictable, able to mix it around a whole bunch. What have been some of the biggest factors that have kind of gone into this? Obviously, you have a all-state caliber quarterback, but some different people kind of stepping into some new roles here throughout the season as well.
We've been abundantly blessed with incredible play at the quarterback position every year that I've been here, from Logan Knock to Colin Gordon to Judd Jarofsky. To have those guys touch the ball every offensive play, I think is kind of it's change agent. It's not anything new philosophically. A lot of teams do that, but Judd just makes it right. And, according to the way that we want to play, the only way that he can function and do what he needs to do is with our offensive line play. And that has continued to get better from week to week. We've got three running backs that we feel really comfortable with and giving them their time. Pete Lebo is, he's kind of the bell cow, if you want to call it that right now. He's only averaging probably less than 10 carries a game. Hayden Gurdis is a different type of running back. He's very patient. And then Cooper Keller is an ascending sophomore. And you throw in our skill players on the perimeter that are doing a nice job when they touch the ball. Eli Wegman is kind of really kind of burst on the scene this year. He's just been phenomenal for us. So, yeah, we like to be diverse. We like to be able to spread the ball out and get it to all of our playmakers if we can. And, we've been able to do that to pretty good effect. We still get stymied sometimes. We wasted the first possession against Clarion last Friday night. But after the first half, Clarion possessed the heck out of the ball. We ran 16 offensive plays and scored 4 touchdowns. So you can't help but feel really good about that production. And if we can put that many points on the board early, it puts a lot of pressure on the opponent.
You bet. And then defensively, no one has scored more than 2 scores against you guys this year. Even a team like South Hardin, who's been, kind of lighting it up offensively this year. How do you guys continuously have the team in such a great position to perform at a high level defensively every single week?
Well, I think that, it's a defensive question, John, but it's kind of like it's our philosophy in all three phases of the game. When we're preparing for a team for a Friday night, it doesn't matter if it's a week 2 non-district game against someone that we probably won't see later in the season or it's a state championship game. There's no difference. So we approach every opponent the same way. The staff goes through their same procedures during the weekend. Monday, we share all of our data with the kids and scout reports. And then we try to really distill and break that down as we work through the week. The goal is to get them to Friday night where they kind of know what's going to happen before it happens so they can play fast. Specific to the defense, because it's so different from 1 week to the next, what you're going to see schematically, we have to have a lot of answers. And our staff does a great job of teaching those answers to the kids, and our kids just go out and execute. Friday night against Clarion was a different type of ball game just because they were so one-handed with the run game. But they were really good at that part of the game. And we were able to kind of withstand the body blow after body blow and still put points on the board offensively to really play a really solid defensive game.
A lot of the guys described the South Hardin game as a big learning experience for this team, kind of a turning point, I guess. How would you describe, how your team's kind of been able to respond to a much tougher game back in week six and, keep progressing from there,
When I think about the valuable lessons you learn by going through a game like that in the middle of your season, and, you have to empty the tank. So because we've been so fortunate to pull our older players out of the game early, that was a game where we had to, they played all 48 minutes, and it wasn't clean. It was a gritty back-and-forth affair. There were way too many penalties called in that game on both sides. Coach Eller and I had a brief word after the game about that, and it was, kind of disappointing because I think that unfortunately took a lot of the shine off of the game. But we were able to scrap and scratch and claw and get it done. And you learn a lot of valuable lessons about obviously your individuals, but also your team. Like we can play tight. We can play tight games like that. And, with a lot of juice in the air. That was our homecoming game. There were more people here for that game than we've ever had since I've been here. It was a full house and then some. It was a really cool experience to watch our kids kind of rise above all that and take care of business and salt it away late like they did. And, playing games like that in the middle of the season are going to do nothing but serve you well at this time of year when you're getting down to the really, really good teams that are left.
You bet. You guys clearly have built such a strong tradition here as a program over the last several years, during your tenure here. Do you guys talk a whole lot about tradition and about like living up to certain standards, or is it more just like a product of, your processes, what you're doing day in, day out, stuff like that?
It's probably more the latter than the former, John. Like the thing that happens over time when you've played at the level we've played at and winning as many games as we've had and the championships and all that is it creates a perfect storm of circumstances, right? So the kids feel a certain way about the way they play. And in my mind, that's the only opinion that really matters or counts. The staff and the players, the people outside of us that watch us play, if we're not winning by a certain amount of points at a certain time of the game, you start to, you can hear it, the grumblings. And it's like, we are so blessed. We are so privileged to do what we do and how we do it. And it's just focusing on the day-to-day work that it takes to be good. Us coaches have a tendency to fall into like the old school cliches, and it's like there's not a lot of secrets to it. If you're willing to do the processes we have it set out for you, if you follow our game plan, our roadmap, you have a chance to be pretty darn good. And our kids, by and large, year after year, have bought into that. The young ones that are along for a postseason run learn along the way of what it takes. They see the sacrifices the older guys have to make. So when it's their turn, they're ready to step up and do that. And that's what you're seeing now with this group of seniors that were freshmen in 2022 and we finally broke through and were able to win that first title. Since I've been here, the amount of effort it takes emotionally, physically, mentally to get it done.
Mm-hmm. A few weeks back, you had mentioned to me how you guys may make it look easy every Friday night, but it's not to do what they're doing is not easy. But how do they make it look so easy, if there's a way to kind of put that into words,
I think there's a variety of factors. Yeah. One is obviously the assistant coaching staff that I have. My bias is going to ring through true here that they are the best staff in the state. They do an excellent job of getting our kids prepared to play. And it's not just about football. Of the eight coaches on the staff, only two of us are teachers and are employed by the district full-time, myself and Coach Conger. The rest of those guys are working their own, they have their jobs. Colby's still in college, right? He's an undergrad college student. So, they're having to carve out a lot of time to do what we do. So that part, and then their ability to build relationships with the kids. And then when you have talented kids that are willing to work hard, that's kind of what it takes. And yeah, there are times where it may look like it's easy, but the amount of work that's going in away from the bright lights of Friday night, I think people would be pretty shocked the amount of time that's dedicated across the board, staff, players, and then you think about the sacrifices that all those families are making, of their time for their people that they love to see the things that they do that they love to do have success.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any non-football specific traditions that you do that are culture building aspects of what you guys have going on here?
I think we champion the multi-sport kid. You know, we want kids playing multiple things. So when we do get to the off season, if you want to call it an off season for our kids here in Grundy Center, most of the small schools in the NICL, you know, we do a pretty thorough off season point system where kids receive shield points, we call them, for their, you know, participation in other sports, good grades, community service, weight room, that sort of thing. And also deducts points for tardies, office referrals, bad grades, things like that. So it kind of creates like a system of competition throughout like the 9 months of the year, 8 months out of the year we're not doing football. So that's not really a sports specific thing. I think we collectively do a really good job of supporting one another, you know, whether that's head coach to head coach, whether that's fall sports or fall to winter or winter to spring, you know, we try to support one another. We're sharing kids. They're not the kids that are playing football right now, they're not my kids, quote unquote, they're our kids. So how do we share and build calendars that help them be successful in all their things? I don't know if that's what you're looking for in that response or not, but you know, we're just, we work really hard to kind of protect the sanctity of being multiple sport. It's still a good thing. It's a healthy thing. And I think the results speak for themselves across the board on the girls' side and the boys' side across all sports seasons. The level of play that we have across so many sports.
You bet. Yeah, whatever you have for me is what I'm looking for. So, but when it comes to Beckman here specifically here for this quarterfinal game, that's a team that, you know, clearly you know, loves to run the ball. They've been able to do it pretty well here throughout the season. You know, coming in with that 9-1 record. What's kind of the initial outlook for these guys?
They're impressive. They've got a lot of really talented athletes. They've got some pretty good size along the line of scrimmage. They've got some unique schemes on offense and defense that obviously have us, you know, our attention. It's early in the week right now when we're talking, John, so there's still a lot of data to kind of sift through to kind of make things a little bit more clear as we work through the week. But they're a quarterfinalist, and there's not a single kid that's going to get on a bus and come from Dyersville that's going to be intimidated coming in here to play. They're playing with a lot of confidence. There's a lot of swagger when you watch just kind of the, as I'm watching the film, I'm watching the game, but I'm also kind of paying attention to their sideline. There's a lot of energy there. I know that community is super excited about what they have going on, and we can't wait to host them. We're excited to see where we match up with them physically. I think it's going to be a highly contested quarterfinal matchup, which is what you want, and I think it's going to be a great night for both teams and our communities, and we can't wait to host them.
Yep. I know you probably don't want to make this about you, but you did get your 100th win on Friday night. It's a pretty cool moment. What does it kind of mean to be able to kind of surpass that milestone here at Grundy Center and all the great things you've been able to celebrate?
I don't, John, like right now I'm kind of in the moment of, you know, what Mr. Lindemann did as the activities director, and, you know, he had recruited my wife Shannon to kind of help with that. It's just overwhelming, you know. When you're the head coach, you get a lion's share of the credit if it's going really well, and you get a lion's share of the blame if it's not going well, and you accept that reality as a head coach. But when you reach a milestone, whether that's, you know, getting to the dome or playing in it, you know, coaching a championship game or winning a championship, or if it's, you know, number of wins, whatever it might be, you can't help but be thankful for all the people that have helped you get there, right? So I'm a product of my upbringing. I'm a product of, you know, my immediate family, my extended family, all of the adults that poured into me when I was a kid, who I don't know if I was worth their time, but they felt it was. And, you know, then you take it into your professional career, and as an assistant coach for 12 or 13 years at the college level, the high school level, and do I have what it takes to be a head coach? You know, in my 13th season, reaching this milestone, it's just a lot of gratitude, a lot of, I'm very proud to represent Grundy Center, and I'm glad that I was able to get the 100th here. You know, in my current staff, the guys that have been part of the staff here that aren't with us anymore, the guys that I coached with at Waller Catholic, the kids that played for me there, they've all had a hand in it, and I'm abundantly grateful, and I'm excited to try to compete for another one.
You bet. Don't want to keep it too long here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share right now?
It's been just an unbelievable run, and we are our kids are going to be really excited to play again on Friday night. For the fifth consecutive year, we're hosting a quarterfinal game. That in and of itself is crazy. But you think about your senior class, They've gotten to play three more bonus games at Spartan Stadium, and it's a really special place for our kids. There's a lot of sweat equity into that grass and helping fertilize it a little bit. So I'm excited for them to get that opportunity, obviously, for their families. But it's going to be a great, great day, great night for us to host Beckman. And we're excited to get after it with them and go Spartans.
All right, Grundy Center football coach Travis Zajac here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time, coach, and we'll catch you here on Friday night.
Thanks, John.